Okay, Carlos, I just want to talk about this before we jump into today. You were Aaron Boone's bench coach, and you saw Aaron get run about 3,000 times while you were over there. We were waiting, wondering, how many times is Carlos going to get thrown out now that he's the head dog with the Mets? What, 93 games, and then you finally got ejected last night. What are your thoughts now that you're digesting this?
Yeah, no, I don't know. You know, my job is to stay in the dugout, you know. But there's situations that, you know, I feel like I have to go out there and express my frustrations. And yesterday I felt it was one of those. Understanding that, you know, they have a hard job to do, you know. And Jeremy, like I said last night, he's one of the best. But, yeah, I guess, you know, I needed to do it yesterday after a few of the calls that I didn't agree with.
Last night felt like Coors Field East. 9 home runs in the game. That's the most in one game in the major leagues this season. What did you do noticing that? I mean, what came to mind just seeing these balls fly left and right all night last night?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're here in the summer, you know, and when it gets hot here, the ball travels. You know, it's a completely different story compared to when it's really, really cold in April or May, right? But, yeah, good hitters from both teams. And I thought just, you know, going back and watching replays, there's a lot of pitches in the middle of the zone, you know, and that's when you do that to big league hitters, they're going to make you pay. So I'm glad we ended up winning that game. We ended up hitting some homers. Obviously, they did. But, yeah, I think it comes down to good hitters getting good pitches to hit.
Bader 2 homers yesterday. Iglesias 2 homers today. Neither guy's in the lineup. How come?
Tough league, huh? Yeah, I knew, you know. I was like, man. Yeah, it's one of those with Bader specifically. With that incident in Washington, or
yep.
Yeah, I think, you know, when he hit that wall and he was dealing with the neck, when we thought it was potentially could be an IL, when we gave him a couple of days, with, you know, us playing this many games in a row, you know, I'm looking ahead at potential matchups and things like that. I knew I wanted him playing the 3 games against the Nationals, and then when I was looking at the upcoming matchups against the Rockies, I thought Saturday was going to be the day. Even though I'm checking with him after every game. And I told him 2 days ago, I was like, hey, Saturday's still going to be the day. Even though we got the break coming up, we got to be smart here because of the injury history. But he'll, you know, he'll be a player for us. And then with Iglesias, same thing. You know, he's dealing with the flu for the past couple of days. We had an IV. And then he goes out there, he hits 2 homers. And again, he's a huge part of this team. And I'm playing the long game here, too. And today was a good day to have the lefties in there. So that's all to it.
So Jose Michael Jordan Iglesias then with the flu game, 2 home runs. I want to ask you about the offense. When you have coaches, and right now it's got to feel good for the coaching staff just to see what's happening out there. When you look at what they have done, what they've been working on, what can you be pleasantly surprised that the Mets are doing now that maybe in March and April you wanted to see more of, that you are now seeing more of?
I wouldn't say surprised. I knew that not only we had good players, but we had really good coaches, you know. They've been in this game for a long time. There's a lot of experience in that room. They're very steady. They got a lot of knowledge. They know how to communicate with people. The timing when you're delivering the message is important. And then just building those relationships. And I thought, you know, from day one spring training, when we were laying down that foundation and building those relationships, it's paying off now, you know, because they know their players. The players know them. And they know that our coaching staff wants what's best for them. And, you know, it's been great to have them around. They've been a great support system for myself. And I'm just proud to be a part of this special group.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.